Hey gang, it's Yannick Silver here, and with me I got another Maverick Business Adventures member, one of my good buddies, Mike Keenings, talking about, actually I don't know what exactly we're going to talk about. We got a lot of topics that we were just discussing before we went live, so I think you're gonna find it really intriguing. Mike, on a lot of levels, has done so many different things from literally being, let me see if I've got this right, but I think you had a CD that was delivered inside of a cereal box at one point.
Yeah, CD-ROM video game. We did one of the first branded entertainment products that shipped in 6 million boxes of cereal.
So, you know, something like that to, he's probably most well known for the Traffic Geyser brand. We were just talking about the ways that he's built up multiple seven-figure software companies and systemized that whole thing, which I think is really intriguing, and then the productivity tips that come with that. So I think we'll probably – actually, why don't you give people just a real quick background on yourself, Mike, if you don't mind.
Sure, yeah, I'll give you the one-minute version. Born and raised in Eagle Lake, Minnesota, which is close to Mankato. That's a little house on the prairie town. It's about 2 hours south of Minneapolis. I'm the oldest of four kids. My dad's a barber. Grew up, I went through 12 years of parochial education, and I am not a kind of kid who does well in school, so I'm a classic immersive learner, C-minus student. If I can do it, anyone can do it. But what did happen is when I was 14, a neighbor who knew, you know, we weren't well-to-do by any stretch, loaned me an Apple II computer, and I taught myself to program. And I, you know, my dream was to write video games, really. And by the time I was 18, I left home literally the week after I finished high school and went out on my own, and it wasn't too long after that I worked for a software company writing basically vehicle simulation software for a company that wrote software for like GMC and Peterbilt, Kenworth, big vehicles. And then I knew a bunch of people in the gaming industry, or got to know them through some software companies, and they said, look, if you can write a game, show me. And we'll talk. So I went home, and in about 30 days, I taught myself how to write Macintosh software and showed them the product. They hired me, and I was actually making less money, but I was, you know, working my dream job until they got bought. Did a little gig where I did some consulting for the U.S. Navy. I wrote, it was called patch handling software for a Yuck 43 militarized mainframe. It's basically a submarine computer. And shortly after that, met my business partner and started a little company called Digital Cafe. It was one of the first interactive advertising agencies. Had it for about 10 years, and along that time we wrote scripts for movies. And we basically did like video games for marketing and advertising. We did some of the first movie websites. And then after we sold that company, made a feature film that got picked up by Warner Brothers. It's called Bill's Gun Shop. That was, again, one of my other dreams. And then discovered internet marketing. I saw you guys. You're one of the guys I saw speak, I think, at a Armin Morin event, and, you know, met some, you know, Reese and some of the original dudes, and I'm like, holy cow, direct response marketing. You know, I'd, you know, studied Joe Sugarman for years, but I never understood it. This whole idea of being able to create products and sell info products just intrigued me. I went home and started and created a product called the Infomercial Toolkit, and another one called Everything You Should Know About Publicity, Publishing, and Building a Platform. It's basically a niche product for authors that still to this day generates multiple six figures a year. And then it wasn't too long after I was like, okay, I've been doing this video and multimedia thing, and you know, I noticed video was getting scored high, so I'm like, dang, maybe I can automate this. And that's kind of how Traffic Geyser was born. So probably went longer in a minute, but
no, that's a summary. That's very cool, and I like you know what? I'm going to take a slightly different tack for the beginning because, you know, as I'm listening to it, and you know, you're talking about a couple of your dreams were kind of realized about the video game, about the movie. Did you think those were possible? I mean, what was the thinking around that?
Here's the thing I can tell you is, look, growing up, I had no mentors other than, you know, parents who loved me. And my parents never said I couldn't do anything. They didn't understand me. I mean, they thought technology was an evil waste of time, and we didn't have a microwave in the house. And since they've recanted, and my dad apologizes every time he sees me. I mean, he's been giving me, you know, especially now, you know, we had a, you know, I called him up, and we had a, like a, you know, $1 million week one week, and he just was like, I am so sorry. I didn't believe in you. You know, he. I mean, still this day, it brings a tear. You know, I mean, I'd get really emotional about it. But I'm like, you know, quit worrying about it. I wouldn't be who I am without, you know, the resistance. So, I always knew I could. The problem was, I didn't understand the how or the what, and I didn't have any emotional vocabulary. And you know, the part that I left out here is, you know, there was a time in my life when I went through a very painful divorce. I walked in, you know, at home to my house, and the locks were changed on the door. My wife said, I want a divorce. I was broke. My business was in the hole. I was fat. And I didn't know why, you know. And about 9 months later, after I kind of, you know, got my life back in order, I'd been sleeping in the extra bedroom of my business partner. You know, I left with $400 and a bag of underwear. That was basically what I had, and a car payment, and a business that was about $250,000 in the hole. And you know, I was paying salary checks with credit card checks for our employees. You know, it was tough. You know, what I can tell you is I just made incremental progress, but I actually discovered Tony Robbins through a friend of mine who I saw a radical transformation from, and that's really when my life just completely turned around. I, you know, his stuff worked for me at that time in my life, and, you know, he became a great mentor in my own mind, I guess you could say. You know, I studied all of his stuff, and, I saw a radical transformation. It was about 9 months later. In 30 days, I lost 30 pounds, I turned my business around, ended up meeting the woman of my dreams who I'm married to now, and, you know, so there were a lot of processes along the way, but I guess to answer your question, I never doubted me, I doubted the resources and the tools, and I, for many years, I sacrificed everything so I could acquire more knowledge. I'm a knowledge freak. You know, it's like I need to know how stuff works. And that's probably, you know, to this day, the thing that, you know, has brought me to where I am now.
Yeah, just becoming an expert, getting that education, even though, like you said, you weren't a great student growing up, but you figured out either because you had the passion or interest for something that you were intrigued by it, or like you said, maybe the hands-on kind of teaching. What were some of the big, the big takeaways or the big shifts that you had after you started working with Tony? And then we'll talk a little bit about how that's come around full circle. So that's intriguing as well.
Yeah. Well, I think the big thing is the backstory on that is, as I said, I went through this painful divorce. I'm broke, fat, and confused. And a friend of mine who was, I mean, for all practical purposes, an alcoholic. His mother had died when he was 14 of cancer. He was kind of raised by his father and living on the trust. And he, too, you know, fat alcoholic. And he literally disappeared. And I lived three houses down from him. I bought my first house that I was living with my wife at the time. I didn't see him. So almost 6 months later, I see him, and he looks angelic. I mean, he had lost a lot of weight. He had, you know, and I'm like, Ben, what is going on? He goes, well, I'm not going to tell you exactly what happened. I made some massive changes in my life. I started my own business. I wrote a book, and I'm speaking and teaching and training now. And I'm like, holy crap, and I'm doing stuff with Adobe. And I'm like, you got to tell me what's going on. He goes, I'm just leaving town right now. I'm back in 3 weeks. I'll call you. We'll get together. So 3 weeks later, I get the call. And look, I walk out. It's in the evening. I'm up. I'm working late, as usual, you know, putting in my 20-hour days. And he pulls up in a brand new Lexus he bought for cash. And I look at him, I'm like, Ben, you've got to tell me what in the hell you are doing. And he goes, you know who Tony Robbins is? And I'm like, yeah, the goofball on infomercials. I see him all the time. He goes, well, I went to one of his events and I made some big changes. I don't eat meat. I don't drink. Da 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 da. And I'm like, oh no. You know, I'm like, what happened to my buddy here? And he went on, just talked about what happened. I made a commitment that day. I said, the next time I see that goofball on TV, I'm going to buy his stuff. Well, Ben drops me off. I go upstairs. I work for another, you know, until 2 in the morning. And then I go home. I'm ready to sit down, crack open a beer, and start munching on a bag of Doritos. Turn on the TV set, and guess who's on TV? And I'm like, okay, it's a sign. So I pull out basically a brand new credit card, because like I say, I'm basically living on cards at the time. And the last ones were maxed. I was basically eating cheese and crackers on my gas cards. And And, you know, I ordered the box of stuff, and, you know, and I had it rushed. A couple days later, it comes in, it's got a coupon on top. So I listened to about 15 minutes of the thing, look at the coupon, it says, you know, come to a Tony Robbins live event. I call the 800 number, get hooked up, you know, put the whole thing on my brand new card, and a couple weeks later, I'm in Hawaii at what he calls Life Mastery. I ended up signing up for the whole ball of wax, and I'm telling you, in months, radical changes. And I was like one of those guys sitting there for 48 hours going, I have got to get out of this room. This is not for me. I'm not one of those jumping around rah-rah guys. But after the third day, I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to participate. And, you know, I learned a new emotional vocabulary. And I think that's really the critical thing here is I learned the power of distinctions and thinking in absolute specificity. That's what I got out of it. That was probably the biggest takeaway. And while I was there, I planned out my life, you know, on one piece of paper. Everything from the person I wanted to be with, my business, my life, who I wanted to become, who I wanted to surround myself, the types of people, and what my value was. And I'd never asked those questions, not on that level before, and I just walked out of there with a plan. And, you know, quit drinking, you know, lost a lot of weight, blah, blah, blah. I started practicing yoga. You know, I really cleaned up my life. And I'll tell you what, it's sort of like the moment you make a decision to become attractive to the things you desire, they just fall into your life, and you couldn't turn off the faucet if you tried. It just became an act from that point forward in becoming even more specific and getting even more clear on, you know, the outcomes and what you desired. And part of it was I never felt I had the freedom to ask myself those questions before in my life, you know, and be okay with it. I didn't know how to ask. I came from a family, and still to this day, my parents are not askers. If you don't ask, you don't get.
Interesting. All right, so let's maybe change gears, and I want to keep the Tony Robbins thing in the back burner because we're going to come back to that on the full circle side. But let's talk about I'm trying to decide where we should go with this one because I guess why don't we just go straight to video because that's probably the thing that most people know you
sure.
the most for right now and probably something that literally they can jump off this. Reading.
I can give them some killer tips.
Exactly, that they could use in the next couple hours. So, you know, with you create a Trafficizer with a partner or two?
Yeah, I've got Rocket Hellstrom and Frank Souza.
Okay, so, you know, Trafficizer has become certainly a pretty big force as far as being able to push video content out to all sorts of different places beyond just YouTube. But really using it, as far as I understand, for SEO positioning.
Yeah, it's more than that. You know, what here's our moniker we're operating under now. We say you everywhere now. And what we provide people is a make it go button. It's a way to instantly distribute your message, your content, your ideas to the entire connected planet. And what we do, besides distributing your content, we not only go out to video sites, but we can transcribe the video into text so it can become a blog and an article, or for that matter, an ebook or a book. But we also capture leads and we follow up with multimedia. So we'll follow up with email, autoresponder, mobile text, even postcards. And now we're even doing voice stuff. And we just added a new capability where you can actually build iPhone applications right inside Trafficizer and leverage the power of, right now there's 75 million iPhones out there or iPod Touches, but we're also building a BlackBerry compiler and an Android compiler. So the whole vision is put your stuff inside here, click a button, it'll generate instant visibility, certainly SEO and traffic, but more importantly, it will allow you to create a relationship and a bond with a prospect, follow up, and automate that relationship development so all you got to do is focus on selling and selling your product. You know, plug in your product and Trafficizer basically does the rest. And we're expanding this to become a genuine marketing platform. It's not just a utility or a tool. It's a way of thinking.
Right. Well, you know what? Let's take it from this point. Let's maybe take two examples. Let's say, one, I got a golf info business.
Yeah.
And then the second example is I got a... let's take a local business, perhaps.
Yeah, I can give you some great examples.
Yeah, so maybe I'm a golf store that's only local. Well, I'm only sticking the golf niche, even though I hate golf and I suck at it.
Well, I'm a miserable golf player. I don't mind it, but yeah, it's one of those things. I forget it exists. If someone doesn't remind me, it's there. But here would be the example. So let's say you've got an online golf business, for example.
Okay. We've got an info business or selling DVDs or something.
Any kind of an info business. And the way what you do to generate some high-quality traffic is it all starts with, A, authenticity, and, B, great content. And Google rewards you for frequent, relevant content. So I have a system that I teach. It's called the 10x10x4, and the basic idea is if you go out to a golf pro, for example, let's say your info product is how to become a golf pro in 60 days or whatever the big promise is, and or how to improve your swing or whatever it is. You got a big fat promise. So what I do is you'd sit down and you'd ask that person, look, Mr. Golf Pro, what are the 10 most frequently asked questions you get all the time? Or better yet, demonstrate the 10 things that people ask for all the time. So you go out on the course and you shoot these little 1 to 3 minute videos. You go, hi, my name is so-and-so. My name is Yannick Silver. I'm a golf pro. I play for this, that, and the other thing. And I want to demonstrate the number one thing that you can do to increase the quality of your swing and make sure you never, what the hell is it called when your ball goes off to the side? Do you
a hook or slice.
Yeah, slice. You never slice again, okay? Most people would like that. So you're going to name your video How to Stop a Slice in 60 Seconds, okay? Or how to stop slicing in golf, all right? Because I'm sure people search for that all the time in Google, all right? So the whole idea is you make that little 1 to 3 minute video, and at the end you have a call to action. You say, now, if you like this tip, I made 20 free video tips. I'll give you all of them. Just go to mygolfswingpro.com to get all of them, all right? So basically all it is great info, great content, nothing more than a good, clean offer, and you're not pitching or selling anything. You're giving away great content because that's what Google loves and that's what users love as well. So someone who sees that after they search for it, and here's what's important, video scores high, okay? It's going to exceed the visibility of normal stuff, and if you use the whole capability of our tool, you'd also transcribe that. So now you're going to have a blog post and an article, and when you click a button, we go out to about 150 different places all at once. So the whole idea is we time it and we make it appear as though a real human being is submitting it. You know, we don't hit the search engines all at the same time because that's how you get, you know, you get yourself in trouble. So the whole idea then is you get massive visibility and you'd answer the top 10 questions. So you got 10 pieces of content that go out to about 150 places. The second series of 10 are what we call SAQs, or should ask questions. These are the things that a newbie wouldn't even think of asking a pro, but those are the distinctions. Those are the nuances that make a pro and, you know, a newbie a newbie. So you'd say, what are the top 10 things I need to know in order to become a golf pro or increase or improve my game or swing or whatever the big fat promise is? And they'd go like, oh, the number one thing is your breathing. Most people don't think of this. Now, to change your breathing, and you might have this little exercise, here's what you do. You sit down, you visualize this, you meditate on this, you relax here. Here are the 3 points of relaxation that make the most difference, and boom, wham. Let me demonstrate it for you right now, and they show you, and it's like, cool, you know? Now you got a great tip. But what's cool about this is once you've done 10 FAQs and 10 SAQs, you got enough to make a free guide to give away, in addition to the free videos, which are your search engine bait. And what you're doing is you're driving people to a lead capture or a squeeze page. And on that, this is where the four, when I say the 10-10-4, so you got the FAQs, the should-ask questions, and then the first of the four is the if you want more, go here. That's at the end of every video. The second is what we call, it's the squeeze page video. Hi, my name is Yannick Silver. I'm a golf pro. I want to teach you how to become a golf pro and give you 20 free videos. Enter your contact information. See you on the other side. The third video is the thank you page. Hey, thanks so much for entering your contact info. Just gave you a link, sent you an email. Check your email. You're going to get all this free stuff. And the fourth one is what we call the buy my stuff video, which I actually tack on to the thank you page because if you got a visitor, you might as well ask them to buy. So you give them some sort of a trial offer or some sort of a goodie that is congruent with whatever your offer is and make it painless to get going. And I'm sure, you know, the standard thing is typically you get, if your offer is good and you got a good solid thing, you can convert about 30% of your opt-in visitors into trial customers. And from there, you know, it's smooth sailing. So what's cool about this is you can, most people, when I, and I do a little exercise when I speak from the stage, I give people 3 minutes to come up with as many FAQs or SAQs as they can, and invariably most people come up with 15 in 3 minutes. So the exercise that I suggest is for any business, any topic you can imagine, take yourself out for a 90-minute lunch to your favorite restaurant with a pad of paper and brainstorm. And what happens is the act of creating those questions causes you to think of more. And most people walk away with hundreds. They've got enough for a book. So, and what's great is you do the little videos, you have them transcribed, now you've got an e-book or a book, you know, from an, you know, a couple afternoon lunches. It's very, very powerful.